Okay, so I've been promising you a performance by Steve Broski and Kenny Sifter, and this is in advance of the Steve Broski and the Band of Veterans performance happening this coming Friday evening in the Blast Furnace Room, Fowler Blast Furnace Room at Steel Stacks. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for coming in this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you back in the studio, and I was playing from your new album, Steve. I think we had you in the studio last year when that album came out, and I thought appropriately to go with your performance this week. I played Got to Be More, which yes, certainly reflected Vietnam War experiences, right?
Well, yeah, that has that resembles that. Actually, that's a Wayne Becker song that I obviously recorded. And why we're here today, along with Kenny Sifter, who also is a veteran, and we're here to talk up Friday's performance. Like you said, Steel Stacks. It's an it's a November 8th show. It's a 7 o'clock show. And both Kenny and I are veterans. We were active duty veterans. I was we were in the same era. I was in Vietnam, and Kenny,
I was in Germany. They needed me in West Germany. Apparently, there were blondes that needed some sort of attention. And since there weren't many of those in Vietnam,
you were happy to be in Germany, right?
I was just on the good side of the Iron Curtain. So,
were you actually playing music in Germany?
No, I was a military policeman. Yeah.
Okay, look, let's talk a bit more, but let's go in with a piece first. And I believe, Steve, what is it you have lined up first for us?
Well, this is the Vietnam Blues, and it took me about 30 years to write this song. And it's really about coming back from Vietnam and getting treated like dog, you know what. And, you know, because at that time, it was quite the sentiment of the country that wasn't very appreciative or nice or respective or, you know, receiving of the Vietnam veterans.
They didn't like any GIs back then. If you didn't matter what part of the country or what part of the world you were coming back from, they saw you in a uniform, you were pretty much ignored or you know, spoken bad about, whatever. It was not a good time to be a GI. Not like now, where you know they see GIs going through the airport and people stand up and cheer. Back then, they stood up and jeered. So it was a lot different.
Yeah, sentiments were very different back in those days, right? Let's take a listen. Vietnam Blues, Steve Broski and Kenny Sifter, both on acoustic guitars and vocals.
So yeah. Not to hope you realize it was not me telling stories. I was overseas at night, defending all your glory, defending all your glory. And we heard someone on the telephone selling out our blood. We just want to get back home, away from the bones and mud, away from the bones and mud. We got turned on when we were out in the field. We got turned on in Saigon. Yeah, but the country turned on us when we finally got back home. When we finally got back home. So why weren't we the homecoming heroes? Yeah, like they got today. There wasn't anybody waving flags or giving us parades. Or giving us parades. Sometimes I feel so dazed and confused, like all the sky sugar used. So please, Lord, set me free from these Vietnam blues. from these Vietnam blues, from these Vietnam blues, from these Vietnam blues.
Yeah. Tell us a bit more about your veterans' experiences that you just had begun to talk about there, and then let's move on to talk about the concert. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Kenny, why don't you tell them about your experience?
Well, I was a military policeman. I was stationed in Germany, and so the GIs hated us, and the Germans hated us, and so we were universally hated.
How did you get into being a policeman? Was that choice?
Apparently, if the test that you take when you go in, depending on what your aptitude is in certain areas, they tell you what you're going to do. And plus, back when I went in, you had to be at least 6 foot, and you had to have an IQ of over 100. And apparently, I passed both of those things. I'm not sure how much over each one of those parameters I was, but apparently, it was enough.
So you were there, it was post-Vietnam era, or?
It was Vietnam era. It was Vietnam era. Yeah. But I was, I was there for 3 years. I was out of country for 3 years, which was kind of weird coming back, because I missed the bicentennial and all that nonsense. Everybody's hoopla about the bicentennial. They got special license plates and everything. Yeah, okay.
Well, you were probably glad to actually avoid Vietnam itself, though, right?
Yeah, I think I read about it in the Stars and Stripes. So that was my contact. We had no television. We had no radio. Well, we did have radio, like Radio Luxembourg.
Right.
And which was kind of cool. And then Armed Forces Network, which was not nearly as cool.
Okay, Steve. Well, you were on service in Vietnam for...
Yeah, I was literally in country, and... it was a time when you kind of got by the way you got by, and it was a war zone, so it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for anybody. And there's a saying that we had in Vietnam that was the 1,000-yard stare, and I don't think I had that. I don't think you can say that about me, but I certainly know people... guys that were involved with what you would call traumatic changes in their lives due to being in Vietnam.
I know a lot of those guys in Germany. They had gotten out of Vietnam and they sent them to Germany because they still had a few months left on their duty.
So, yeah, and then to know that whole war was based on somebody getting rich and, you know, why didn't they send their children? Why did, you know, it was such a class war because everybody, you know, was either African American or Hispanic or, you know, poor white kids like me, you know, and it truly was a class war. And we should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah. And have we learned from it?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we got music, man. You know what I mean?
Thank God you made it back. Did you have any really any near-death experiences?
Well, I really can't get into that or don't want to get... I'll tell you, it took me many years to even, recognize the fact that I was there and talk about it or seeing any kind of movies or anything. I really had a hard time with it. I remember my wife and I, we went to Allentown's, fireworks show, and halfway through it, I just totally freaked out and I couldn't be around it for quite some time. But anyway,
understandable.
To say I have a story to share, I really...
Right. But you are happy to support the veterans, but certainly not that particular war effort.
Yeah, and this concert is because there are, you know, Connie Ettinger, she served from 85 to 88. She was in the military. Mark Bracken's son served in the military.
Bill Lance
served in Vietnam, 69 to 70, the
Air
same
Force.
Time I was there.
These are all members of of your band of veterans?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I wanted to get people who served, who are the musicians that I work with or associated with one way or the other. And that's how this all came. And ArtsQuest was nice enough to support the idea and say, let's get this to happen. So we want the public to come out. By the way, you can get tickets online. They're $10 tickets. It's a very affordable show. And if you are a veteran, it's even half that. So,
All right. Sounds like a very good deal. Let's talk more about actually the musicians and perhaps some of the music you'll be playing on Friday night. But let's take a listen to one of Kenny's compositions. I think you have lined up 3 Days and a Wake Up, right?
Yeah, this is a song I wrote basically just for this show. It's if you're in the service, I mean, one of the happiest days of your life is when you're a short timer, or one of the happiest periods. And you're a short timer when you're short and you're getting out. And one of the things that you would say is, you know, I got 30 days and a wake up. I got, you know, it's a countdown. And you get down to about 3 days and a wake up, and that's when you're starting to, you're turning in your gear, you know, you're signing off on all this paperwork, you know, and you're basically, they put you on like on barracks, you know, orderly or something. You're sweeping the floor for the last couple of days. But this song's called 3 Days and a Wake Up, and it goes like this. It's in A if anybody wants to sing along.
Shoulders a man can be. 3 days and a wake up, I'm as short as a man can be. Nobody in this place have as short as me. Live life the way I want to, nobody telling me how. Live life just like I want to, nobody telling me how. Be gone somehow. 3 days and wake up. 3 days and wake up. 3 days and wake up, baby. 3 days and wake up. 3 days and wake up on my shoulders, a man can be.
Yeah, nice blues and nice guitar work from Kenny there on his composition, 3 Days and a Wake Up. Just started telling us about the musicians who'll be with you.
Wayne Paco Rabon Mara is going to play the drum kit.
He has many names, many aliases.
And also I mentioned Mark Bracken, he's a bass player, that's the rhythm section. Rick Rupture is going to be playing the keyboard that Friday night. And of course, Kenny's going to play the lead guitar. I'm going to play a rhythm guitar. Connie Ettinger is our female vocalist.
She's our ace in the hole.
And Bill Lance is going to play the saxophone. And we also have Daniel Batrick, who's going to play trumpet, on the Vietnam Blues. There's this whole band arrangement of Vietnam Blues that we didn't do here today because we don't have a brass instrument with us.
Yeah, you mean you couldn't double?
No, well, you only got half the show for this one.
That's right.
All right. That's a teaser to make you come out on Friday evening. Wow, it's a good-sized band. It's actually, that sounds bigger than your little big band,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just a tad bigger than the... So it's Steve Brodsky and his bigger little big band.
And his bigger band of veterans.
That's a little band.
Yeah, I like the title. Huh?
And, so... What we really would like to see is the community come out and support us and support, you know, recognizing Veterans Day weekend. And it ain't much in life, but hey, that's you know, I'm part of the VA health clinic here in Allentown, and it's one of the few all across the country that the population that goes to this clinic, because Wilkes-Barre is 65 miles away, Philadelphia is 65 miles away. It's there's a few of these clinics that are just overwrought with veterans and over, you know, too many people showing up. But anyway, you know, so I see these guys out there, and you know, they're all...
He calls everybody Sarge when he goes there.
Yeah, I like doing that, but but you know, some of these guys are struggling and that kind of thing, and. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, if you want to do something nice for a veteran, what you do is you buy him a ticket to come to the show tonight.
That's right.
Friday night.
I'm all confused. Right. I'm retired. You know, things just
every
run
day's
together.
The same, right? Is the concert actually a benefit for any particular veterans organization?
Yeah, a benefit for the band. That's what the benefit would be.
Okay, that's a veterans organization.
Yeah,
good enough.
Sure. Again, we're hoping that the community comes out and supports, and we're going to be playing some, you know, we got a nice selection of music. It just isn't this doom and gloom kind of, you know, sorrow, you know, feeling bad about Vietnam or something like that. That's a very small part of it, if it's only like a couple of songs. But we want to do some classic rock. Connie's going to sing some classic rock. Kenny's going to sing a couple of tunes. I'm going to sing some of my songs.
Unlike us, Connie can actually sing.
Well,
she
teaches.
She can belt it out.
She teaches. She's a teacher.
Well, we could teach.
Yeah, I can teach. Right.
Well, what can you teach?
How not to do it.
All right, so you have a real good variety of material coming up on Friday night, right? And the concert is in the Blast Furnace Blues Room, the Fowler Blast Furnace Blues Room, which is one floor below the big...
It's the second floor,
right.
I like to call it. Instead below, I like to say it's above the first floor.
I think they'll have drinks and refreshment and stuff there because I think I put that in my contract. I need...
It's a nice intimate room with good sound.
That's cool.
I actually like the concerts in there.
There
is more intimacy. There's more contact between the audience and the band.
We've done a few things there and enjoyed every time we've been there. And
we've played every venue in that building. We played the
movie theater.
The movie theater deal. We played down
the outside thing.
Yeah, we played down in that.
Down in the back room
down there.
Their cellar.
We played big room.
You played Music Fest Cafe. You've done the lot, right?
And I think we played in somebody's car too somewhere.
Yeah, we were.
We were on the radio.
We were asked not to.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Well, we want to do one more song if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Please, yes. Take us out, and I think you have a band tune lined up, right?
Both Kenny and I are Martin guitar owners, and Kenny's playing his Martin today. I grabbed the wrong
guitar case
today.
At least she did grab a guitar.
And we like singing this song because it got the word Nazareth in it.
Yeah.
Okay, take it away. The Weight.
I pull in the Nazareth. I was feeling about half-assed head. I just need a place where a man can rest his head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? You know, he just shook my hand. No, was all he said.
What?
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And put the load on,
right on me. I packed my bags, I went looking for a place to hide. I saw Carmen and the devil, they was walking side by side. Wait a minute, Carmen, wouldn't you like to go downtown? Said, man, I can't go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny, and put the load on, right on. Put the load on, right on me. Go down, Miss Moses, you got nothing to say. Hey, man, it's just old Luke, and he's waiting on Judgment Day. Wait a minute, Luke, my friend, yeah, what about your enemy? See, do me the favor, man, keep Annaly company. Take a load off Annie, take a load for free. Take a load off Annie, and put the load on, right on. That was the Reader's Digest version. Thank you, ladies.
Hey, thank you, Steve Broski and Kenny Sifter. Their treatment of the band, The Weight. Really, really nice. Nice guitar sound there with those two acoustic guitars together. What would it have been like if you had your Martin as well, Steve?
It would have been about the same.
What's that?
Yes, it would have been different if I had the D16 with me.
You'll both be playing acoustics and electric on Friday night?
I'll be playing electric.
Yeah, okay. Can I?
Yeah, these stay at home. I only bring them out to DIY.
All right, nice. Always good for a studio performance. So thanks for coming down here, and just let's repeat again. Friday evening, 8 p.m., right?
Yes, sir.
8 p.m. in the Fowler Blast Furnace Room at Arts Quest. For Steve Broski.
Affordable tickets. It's a good band. It's going to be a hoot, man, a hoot. Honoring the veterans here, recognizing Veterans Day weekend. And, you know, outside of Steel Stacks on the Fences, they have a lot of, little, I'm not sure what they are.
Well,
exactly.
Photos of vets.
Yeah, photos and memories.
And
yeah.
little bios of the vets. It's very cool.
Yep. So bring a flashlight with you as you walk down, and you can check some of those out on Friday evening. Thanks again for coming down, guys.
Thank you.
I hope you get a good crowd on Friday night, and keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you.